think it's the same thing. It depends on where you are and how people refer to it.
Uh-huh. If it was plastic, would you call it a sack or bag? Or
I think they use either word.
Okay. What would you say?
I usually call them bag.
Okay.
A brown bag or a cloth bag.
Okay. You may have said this a minute ago. May I? If you want to pour something from something with a wide mouth into, say, a bottle, you have to get a
funnel.
Okay. And where did molasses come in when you used to have to buy a fairly large amount?
I think a barrel.
Okay. When you want to get a drink of water, you go to the kitchen sink and turn on the
faucet.
Okay. And if it's in the backyard, what do you call it? You know, where you hook up the hose?
Still faucet.
Okay. And if it's on a big, like a big water, I used to take water barrels out to the field when men were working in the field, and it had a, you know, a little gizmo on it that you turned for to get water out of. What would you call it there?
I don't know.
Okay. You said you use a cup towel for drying dishes when you, okay.
Right.
When you're washing them, what do you use to wash them?
A dishcloth.
Okay. And what do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your
hair? Washer bag.
Okay. After you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
bath towel.
Okay. And after a woman washes the dishes, then she does what with them? Then she
either dries them, or she sets them in the drain to dry, or she puts them in the dryer, in the dishwasher to dry.
Okay, let me see.
Which one would you rather have?
How can I rephrase this? Used to be, okay, like a woman was using both sinks before dishwasher.
Right, you dip them in water and then drain them.
Okay, so you're going to, so first she washes them and then she does the
rinses.
Okay.
Rinses, is that what you were looking for?
Rinse. I mean, okay, rinse or something.
No, you rinse them.
Okay. when you set the table, what all do you put down?
First, you put your tablecloth on.
All right. Then what?
Your plates and your knives and your forks, your flatware, your cups and saucers. Mm-hmm.
Knives and forks and
what? Spoons.
Okay. Come in.
Come in.
Needs my own coffee. Cut flowers. What would you put cut flowers in the house?
In a vase.
Okay. And I don't know if your mother had one of these. You may not be old enough, but a big black thing out in the backyard. Did they?
Kettle.
Okay. Did your mother have one of those?
Yes.
Oh, it's not a kettle. It's a kittle.
I'm saying these words.
One person at a time, please.
You're saying them wrong.
Okay. What, my boss?
Oh, I guess you have to say okay, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Don't put that down.
It's all being taped.
What irony that we should get to this question just at this moment. What do you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
Okay, did you ever call anything else?
I mean, call it a skillet.
Is it the same thing?
Yep,
quite. Now, it's
as far as I'm concerned, it is.
See, she says it's the same thing. This is a smart lady here.
She's not old enough to know the difference between a skillet and a frying pan.
See, he thinks there's a difference.
Well, now, would you please tell me what the difference is?
No, I've already explained that.
Well, I'd like to know.
Didn't make any sense then,
either. Didn't make any sense.
I'll find out from you later.
I think that's one of those things that's a generation thing. That's my theory. I don't really know if there is or not, but there's no difference to me either. But for some people, there's a difference between a frying pan and a skillet.
One of them you wash and the other one you don't?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you wash them?
Huh? Why wouldn't you wash one?
Some people don't wash their skillets, Mama.
Well, that's when they use these cast iron skillet type things. They think that they don't have to wash them, but you still have to clean them.
They don't. They wipe them out.
They wipe them out.
God, there are some people.